SWR.
SWR, got you on the roster. This is QLEC, Wave Delta, Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section Michigan Section ARPS.net. Anyone wishing to check in, please call.
Yeah, I checked in earlier, but I don't know if you heard me. NEW.
All right, question might be out there. I thank you. NEW. Anyone else would like to check in, please call. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
This is WDA Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic, over.
WDA ASB, catch you there, Charlie. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET. Great Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS tonight.
Thank you.
call for the pre-net. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
This is KF0SXJ, just traveling through. Hope I could check into your net.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, give us the suffix again.
Sierra X-ray Juliet.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Sierra X-ray Juliet, and are you mobile?
No, actually in Grand Blanc on a handheld right now. KF0SXJ.
Okay, roger that. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. The net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Roxcom in Michigan, including Ares, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. W8PVP, N8SBE, WB8TQZ, WA4MLD, KAJVD, KB8PGW, KW5AS, KB8SWR, N8OBU, WD8AXB, KF0SXJ. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Net control is very weak.
Okay, I got WB8TKL. Can I get a relay on the other one?
Relay.
Go ahead, relay.
N8NOR with no traffic. This is KAJBD.
Thank you, Jim. Would you be for alternate one, please?
Will do. Back to you. KAJBD.
All right, thank you. And would you place a general on that call?
Will do. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any station that wishes to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. This is KAJBD.
Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo. No traffic.
K8DON, this is KAJBD. Did you copy the KB9IAR station my intercept? After that, nothing heard. This is KAJBD.
Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started then. Let's see, a couple things going on this week. The big thing is Cobalt Magnet 25. It is a week-long exercise. It's got some functional and some full-scale components to it. It across the state, actually involves Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Ontario in this exercise. ESF2 and OSCOM will be activating on Tuesday this week and concentrating our efforts in there. So that'll keep us busy. Next Sunday is FEMA Region 5 OxcomNet. That starts just ahead of this one. It's at 4 o'clock Eastern. Starts at out on 60 meters channel 4, and then it will move from there to 40 meters from on from there to D-Star and DMR. And if you have any or all of those modes, you are welcome to participate. Encourage you to join in and try out. We get from all six states coming in, and sometimes even from outside the region as well. I'll give you a quick update. KBERHB is not able to be with us today, but he did want to pass along some updates out of District 5 in Calhoun County. I'm not quite sure what to make of this. It sounds like the Norwegians are attacking. They've got 300-person march that's going to be coming over to Custer Military Base next Sunday. And that means that the Calhoun County CERT team will actually get engaged. They are doing providing medical and water support. They'll also be providing some comm support for CERT. They may be doing some interop work in there as well. And then coming up on Tuesday, District 5 has a Skywarn Oxcom and Aries meeting. I presume that's a district meeting. Let's see. We're going to go ahead to the roster now, and we'll start out with WATVP to be followed by N8SPE. Mr. P, welcome to the net.
Thank you. This is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. From the Iosco County DOC perspective, not a whole lot happening. We're finally getting things cleared out a little bit and can probably within the next few weeks anyway get up and running and start transmitting from the actual EOC location. Other than that, this is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, back to net control.
All right, Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, well, thank you for joining the net detector and thanks for the update. Let's go down now to NBSCE and then back up north to WBA, TTZ. Mr. David, how are things your way?
All right, KUCOM, this is NBSCE, and I'm having to listen to you through the Wisconsin SBR. AD seems to be a little long today, but I can hear you. Wisconsin SBR. I won't be here for about the next 3 weeks because we'll be on the road, and I'll be a little bit farther, too far away to check in on 80 meters, I think, particularly during the day like this. We'll be going out to Idaho and back on the fifth wheel. So that's going to be an adventure all in itself. I will have radio with me, but I don't think that the 80 meters is going to give me the path that I need at that point. So that's it. Back to that N8SBE.
All right, David, we'll have safe travels there, and who knows, there's a chance we'll go to 40 meters, depending on how 80 meters plays out here. But if that happens, we'll post a note out on the Nets group at groups.io. Let's see here. We'll see you back in a few weeks, I guess, when you get back. All right, let's go to WBA-TTZ to be followed by WA4MLB. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Presque Isle?
Good afternoon, Max. I'm G.E.D. Warren of the Michigan ARC at City Beach. Well, before I get started, I have a quick question regarding the cobalt magnet exercise. Will the Oxcom activities, the Oxcom activities have any times or frequencies to announce, or will that be as it happens? Over.
We'll be active on our usual frequencies for in-state, and then we're also going to activate the Region 5 Oxcom frequencies at 60 meters and probably 40 meters as well. That'll be going in most of the day, probably out to about mid-afternoon. We'll have Windlink operating, so we'll be looking for messages through that. And we will be doing some shares activity also on voice, probably daytime 1 and daytime 2. That's daytime 1 and 2 north channels if you have shares voice.
Roger, thank you very much. I think it'll be in the shack good part of the day Tuesday. Hopefully I can pick some of that. Anyway, news up here. I got an interesting question addressed to me the other night. It was from my son-in-law in Tennessee. The general scenario is that an amateur on HF in one state receives distress traffic from an amateur in another state. How do you get local assistance back to the guy that's having the problem? And I told him, I think this was the correct answer, but I see that I really need to verify that. Call your local 911, tell them everything you can, and it would be very helpful if you have the county that the guy is located in. And if not, I suppose you could check a road atlas for that info. But I presume that the various 911 operations have references where they can get through to other states. But I don't know if there's any kind of formal protocol in place for that. So like I said, I think that's generally speaking the correct answer. But I guess I'll have to talk to my emergency manager and probably the local 911 director to verify that. As for other local activities going on here, to report, MaxNet, MITN are still functioning. Still using 40 meters for MaxNet in the morning, operating at 11 o'clock Eastern. Propagation has been up and down, mostly pretty decent. Of course, might have previously reported traffic at certain participations down a little bit. But you know, as long as there's amateurs getting new licenses or upgrades in your area, there's liable to be traffic coming in because there are several stations that send out these congratulatory and welcoming messages. So I would encourage anybody that's not checking into one of those nets to do so occasionally, because you never know. And I see my wife is trying to reach me on the phone, so I guess I'll clear with you for now and back to that.
All right, Mike, thank you for checking in and for the update. Yeah, quick answer to your question is 911 is the right answer. I had a situation where I was on a FaceTime with my mother once. She was in Livonia at the time, and I watched her fall out of her chair and on camera. I immediately picked up my phone, and I called 911, and I, of course, hung up because I realized, well, I can't do anything. But she sat up. Well, the 911 people called me back. She was fine, but in the course of discussing it with them, and confirming what was happening, they wanted to know she was okay and all that. They said, yeah, that absolutely, if you can tell them where the other individual is located, they can make the contact as necessary. So that was the right call. All right, we go next to WA4MLD, followed by KAJDD. Mr. Ray, what's happening your way in Macomb County?
Yeah, good afternoon all. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta. Ray here in the bottom of Macomb County. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here. And I just want to say hi. Winter is coming back again as we speak. And so, but I want to keep this county on the air. Not a lot of HF activity from right around me here. So we'll keep you active and on the list here anyway. And I just want to, as a heads up to everybody, keep observant of what's coming out of Washington these days. You just never know what things are in such a state of flux as far as what's going on regulatory-wise. And keep your eyes open and your heads up, and we'll all have a great time. And hearing everybody reasonably well today, we're good so far. That's all there is from here. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Ray in Macomb County. 7-3-all.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, Michigan Section 8, FBS, CNET. Yes, well, thank you for checking in and for keeping an eye on Detroit for us there. All right, next we go to Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta, to be followed by Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
Hi, Max. KADON and the net. This is KJBD. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Well, I had the first face-to-face meeting with myself and the AECs, which includes the three new ones. Neither of the three new ones ran screaming, so I assume we're okay there. We have sort of a plan figured out for where we're going to go and what we're up to for the upcoming few months here to sort of see what's going on. I'm going to get them wired into the DTX NWS Chat 2.0 and start putting them to use as
sort of NWS chat micon operators during Skyward Net, so that way we'll have one NCS and one doing micon NWS chat, and that seems to be a good way to get things going. So that's my job for tomorrow, to sort of get that squared away. Had a nice meeting with A8RK, who's the PIC for the state. He sort of debriefed me about what happened at Interop and all that good stuff. Looks like you guys had a great time there. That was very interesting. We had a Skywarden class for the county on Saturday. Very appropriate because it was very breezy, and we had a few thunderstorms roll through on Saturday. Wasn't too bad here, a few downed trees, but has been worse, has been better, so that's okay. Wasn't too bad, actually. And on Tuesday, myself and KBAY will activate the amateur radio portion of the Washtenaw County EOC in support of Cobalt Magnet. We'll wander down about 7:30 and finish up about 5 o'clock, and looking forward to participating in that. Other than that, things are just sort of burbling along down here, I guess. Nobody's after me with a fire axe, so I'm assuming that's okay. Anyway, back to you. This is KHJBD.
All right, KHJBD, KE81 Michigan Section PIC Net. Well, thank you for that update there. We'll look forward maybe at hearing you on Tuesday as we get into the station there as well and start working. It should be an interesting exercise. We go next to KPA-PGW to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. John, what's happening down the road here?
Okay, well, good morning, or good afternoon, everybody on the net. Yeah, it's another nice cold day. It was nice to have almost 70 degrees yesterday, but something to get some antenna work done. I was willing to put up a dual-band vertical for my VHF-UHF, but it's just too cold out there, too cold and wet, so I'm going to have to wait until another week, perhaps. Starting to think about field day, starting to get it's starting to itch underneath my skin a little bit. Don't know what the plan yet, but need to talk to some of the local people here. That's all. KBAPGW tuned up. Have a good afternoon.
All right, John. Yeah, thank you for checking in this afternoon. The KDAPGW, KEAPUN. The weather is certainly Michigan weather, isn't it? Go from windy and warm yesterday. I had a few small branches down around the yard, but nothing significant at all. And then today I saw a snowflake falling, so what more could we ask for? All right, we're going to go way up north. I'm going to see if you'll hear me as KW5AS, and then we're going to take a standby. So KW5AS, KEATON, you're up for comments?
This is KW5AS. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan, in Menominee County, which is about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the conditions are poor today. Most people are very, very weak right at noise level. So I'm catching about 75% of what's being said. But I think it's just the time of the year it is. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just so far west that the propagation is poor. I'll say something for each of the group. And glad to be at the meeting, but sorry, I really have difficulty hearing everyone. KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, KEADOM, Michigan Section AIPLCNET. I did have you light and readable up, down this way, so it's one-way propagation today. We'll probably be moving to 40 meters pretty soon. I don't know if 80 meters is going to hold out much longer for this time of year. But at any rate, thanks for checking in, as always. We're going to take a standby here and see if there's anybody else that would like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll pick it up again. We've got KB8SWR to be followed by N8OBU. Mr. Jeff, what's happening with you?
Evening, Max. Everybody on the net, not a whole lot. It was doing some stuff outside. Boy, it was sure nice to have that weather yesterday. Enjoyed that, got some stuff done on tight, and tried to do some stuff today. I was going to roll on, and then it started snowing. I was like, I'm not doing this today. But other than that, always radio projects going on. Got UHF analog repeater in James Township fixed, so that's part of the net. Probably hear Ron on that later on. And, just always something going on. Back to you, Max. KBSWR. Oh, it's good to see you at Interop last week. KBSWR.
Thanks, Jeff. It was good to see you and everybody else as well at Interop last week. KB8SWR, KE8BLM, Michigan Section 3, RPRCNet. Well, I hope the weather comes back up again soon so that you'll be able to get back out there and do all the new stuff that you guys are doing. All right, we go to N8OBU to be followed by WD8AXB. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along here and providing the remotes. How are things your way?
Things are fine. My internet's in and out. My electricity stayed on. Didn't need to fire up the backup generator, or should I say, the backup generator did not need to fire up last night, so that was a good thing. I definitely, like everybody else, enjoyed the warm weather last week. Can't wait till we get back to that. I was able to get outside and do some stuff. But thank you for being net control, and I'll go back into being monitoring, and I'll be here if I'm needed. I'm going to go mobile, but I'll still be here. And it'll be you.
And it'll be you, KEATLN. Well, thank you, as always, for the help that you provide here. We do appreciate it. All right, we go to WD8AXB, to be followed by KF0SXJ. Charlie, what's happening your way?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. This is WD8AXB. As you said, Charlie here in southwest Michigan, in the county of Kalamazoo and the little town of Vicksburg. Your signal came up, so you were pretty low in the weeds and mushy around 10 to 5, but your signal is really up now. So maybe, you know, maybe next week it's still too early to switch to 40 meters. So your signal is good and strong. WB8TKL signal is nice and strong, and KW5AS had a really nice signal down here from Menominee. So propagation is, shall we say, Michigan strange. Coming up this week for amateur radio, I know on Wednesday I'll be busy. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll be part of a Zoom EOC meeting with the Joseph County, Michigan Emergency Manager, and it'll be one of the last official things she does, because at the end of the month, she'll be taking a different county job, and then there'll be a replacement coming in. She hasn't identified that person, but she said she would let that person know about amateur radio being available for assistance in the county. So that's 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, and then at 1 o'clock, of course, we've got the statewide tornado drill. I guess that's the time where counties can set off their sirens in the middle of the week without people panicking. We'll see how that works. The sirens at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to have a call-up on St. Joseph County on their Skywarn primary and Skywarn secondary frequencies, just to say that we ran the test. And then the St. Joseph, Michigan Amateur Radio Club will have a meeting on Wednesday night at a local restaurant. So Wednesday will be a busy ham radio day. And it would have been Friday this week. Friday, I had another day with a friend of mine working on some antique military surplus radios and modifying an MFJ long wire antenna tuner to actually have not just have SO239, so got that modification done on that tuner, putting in an antenna and a ground wire post. So that's been the ham radio activities, and glad that Brett sent you a little message about things coming up here also in District 5. So, Max, back to you. KE8DON from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPCNET. Well, thank you for all of that reporting. Yeah, the signal does seem to have come up for everybody over the last half hour, or over the last, since the start of the net, I should say. So we'll hang on to 80 meters for as long as we can, and we'll either shift the net or shift it over to the time of the net, that is, or else we'll change frequency and move to 4. But we'll wait to see what happens. We'll stay where we are for the time being. Okay, let's go to 2550 Sierra X-ray Juliet to be followed by WB8KL. KF0SXJ, welcome to the net.
Yeah, good afternoon. KF0SXJ, Ed from Mansfield, Missouri. Traveling for work up here in Grand Blanc, tuned into the 380 repeater in Flint. Threw a little Slim Jim up in the window of my hotel and heard you calling for check-in, so thought I'd check in really quick. That's about all I have, so I appreciate you letting me check in. KF0SXJ, back to you, net control.
Well, KF0SXJ, Eric, I appreciate you checking in. I was looking at the map here to see where you're located. Yeah, so you've been in South Sumter, which is the southern part of the state, and well away from St. Louis, which is where I used to travel for work every once in a while. Glad you could be with us this afternoon. I hope you have safe travel here in Michigan and back home again. And thanks again for joining us. All right, we'll take a few. Now we go to WB8TKL to be followed by N8NOR. Jay, your signal was like earlier. Let's see how you sound right now. How's it going?
This is Whiskey Bravo 8-Tango to the Luna J and Ypsilanti. Conditions seem to be improving, Max, where I could only tell that you were present. Now I can actually make out what you're saying. So that's whatever it's worth. We're kind of happy in that, we have all these high winds, wind advisories roll through over the weekend, and we're watching for any power outages and such. But we are kind of happy that with the elevated temperatures, we did not need the furnace to be on, and that also meant that we didn't need the heater running out in the workshop in the garage. That saves a significant amount of power, and by my calculations, the amount of backup battery we have on the solar system, we're good for 3 days without any sunshine. We go down to about 2% per hour off of the state of charge on the batteries. So we can do pretty well on the battery complement we have currently. Right now, we've been preparing our new vehicle with new radios and ATRS and that sort of stuff. And we're going to use it for the first time for one of our Aero Radio Club mobile portable team outings. And since Aero supports Washtenaw County and Western Wayne County, we decided to go and do the AMP team outing, which will occur tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to do that in Livonia. So we'll be over at BN Park in Livonia, and we put out a special request to the Wayne County ARPLC to come out and join us. And they're going to use it as an opportunity, as a training session for how to deploy, what common mistakes, that sort of stuff. So this should be a lot of fun working more closely with the neighboring county. Today we got down to Toledo and attended the Toledo Mobile Radio Association swap. Dale, W80FK, chatted with him a little bit, but spent a lot of time chatting with Scott Yonley, our division director, who was there. Got a good time with him. Found a couple of several parts for a couple of different projects that are going on. And as Jim mentioned, Washtenaw County had our first Skywarn training session. So, and this one was in person. You know, back in the COVID days, we were doing them online. We're finally back to in person, so it was nice to see all the guys went through that and got the card, got the T-shirt. Hi. That's about it from here. WB8TKL, back to net.
All right, WB8TKL, KEADON, thanks for your report. Yeah, and thanks for the signal report there as well. Your signal definitely has come up as well since the start of the net. Sounds like your power situation is in really good shape, and good luck in getting all the equipment into the vehicle. I hope things go well over in Livonia tomorrow. All right, we go to N8NOR to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ken, how are things over your way?
Everybody have a wonderful week. Any OBU mobile clearing the remote.